Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors again, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us one more week. And boy, we're fast approaching Christmas. But guess what we have? We've got guests in the house. Well, not guests. One guest, I guess. Ava, you're here. You're not a guest.
I was going to say, am I a guest? Or
is Don a guest? I don't know. He's
no,
off again,
he
on again.
Is a co-host.
Well, I know.
Off and on.
I'm waiting for the peanut gallery. Don,
yeah,
you're here.
I'm here.
You're here, which is good. We got a lot of stuff coming up in the show today. We're going to talk a little bit about Christmas gifts for the fishermen. We did the hunting a couple weeks ago. Also, past history, kind of a funny story. There was a ice fishing drug bust since we're in the ice season, and it happened in the Midwest. So kind of a crazy story there. And we're going to talk about some of the new reports are showing big returns from conservation into the world in just general society, what it comes from that aspect of the outdoors. So a lot of that and more when we return.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too. Getting ready for Christmas.
I know, it's coming around the corner.
Do you have your shopping done? That's the big question.
Do I have my shopping done?
Done. You have just a few days.
I've got quite a bit of it done.
You know what? For guys, it's no big deal. Guys are like, I will go on Christmas Eve.
I've done a lot of that.
Don?
Oh my God.
That's what I'm talking, Don.
I've done a lot of that. 24th.
Oh, yeah.
Stores don't close till about 3.
Best part about it is, more often than not, I can make decisions like this. I walk up, I said, that's what's not available. This one is. Maybe it's the bigger size or it's a little different thing, whatever. Not clothing-wise, but if it's like a perfume or something like that, I'm like, yep, that'll
do.
Next
best thing.
That will be just fine.
Yeah, we've got some of it done, but I got a couple littles. I got to get something for you.
Oh, you got a lot of littles, don't you?
Yeah, but most of them are already taken care of.
Nicely done.
So the question is Christmas Eve the big day for your family or is Christmas Day?
I go hang out at a friend's house on Christmas Day, I believe it is.
Okay.
And I can say, I mean, it used to be Christmas Eve when my mom and dad were around. It was Christmas Eve was the big dinner and everything else. And then Christmas Day, of course, then it would be a different meal. But it would be like ham and whatever.
Much smaller scale.
Yeah, well, no, it was a bigger meal. Yeah, Christmas Eve. The bigger meal was on Christmas Day. It was more traditional Norwegian herring and you know, just things like that, kind of a lighter fare on
lutefisk?
Christmas Eve. Yeah.
You actually eat lutefisk.
Yeah.
Gross.
I've heard people.
No, well, you know, you cook
I heard
it,
there's some people that try it.
Yeah. Well, so... Christmas is the time because there's a number of traditional restaurants that do serve that. In Edina, I forget the name of the place in Edina, we would go there and I would drive up from Red Wing to meet my mom and dad over there and we'd have lutefisk. And I remember one year my uncle and my dad decided they were going to fix lutefisk. God, you know, that's a tough one to get out.
It is.
Yeah. It's tough. But you try to get that cooked in the house. Now, for those of you that don't understand what lutefisk is.
Isn't it lye?
It's a cod soaked in lye.
Ugh.
And it used to preserve it.
Ugh.
The way you remove that is you have to boil it. In the process of boiling it.
To remove the cod from the lye?
Right. To separate the cod from the lye. You boil it.
Remove the flavor from anything that existed that was ever gross. Any part of the fish.
Yeah, and then you put it in a bowl and you cover it with butter.
And white sauce.
Yeah, whatever white sauce is.
Do you eat it with crackers or something?
Huh?
Or do you just eat it?
Oh, no. This is a main meal. This is like ordering halibut.
Okay, so you get a slab of it.
Well,
you gotta use a bowl, and it'll fall off your...
You generally
like off your gelatin. Plane.
Yeah, you've got to have like a gate over the side of the, you know.
Hey, and you know what? I've never tried it. So maybe I shouldn't be so grossed out because I've never tried it. I can't give
have
an honest review.
It?
I have seen it and that is good enough for me.
Yeah.
Good
it
enough
must
for
be
me.
Jello because jam sure don't shake like that.
Yes.
What about you, Don? Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Growing up, it was always Christmas Eve. Now with all the littles, it's Christmas Day.
Okay.
And
mass chaos.
Yeah, mass chaos. And
the magic is for the kids.
Yep.
It's all about all about the kids.
Yeah.
Love it.
So
you?
Christmas Eve is the big day, both sides of my family. And Christmas Day, we just go to my parents' house and have a nice lunch. They usually make a salmon or something. We're spoiled.
Well, this year's going to be unique because our friends in Michigan, their football team will be playing the football team from the Midwest.
Ooh.
Yeah. Detroit and the Vikings.
Oh.
On Christmas Day.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been able to watch a Vikings game in years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The girls. Either one, don't want to watch it, or two, need something. So,
is there a problem with that? No,
I'm just saying. And even if I pre-record it, I'm too tired to watch it later.
I do like catching it parts of the game, but I've gotten just...
It's been a rough year.
I don't want to lose a day in the outdoors, whether it's skiing or hunting or fishing or whatever. Because you start out with a noon game. You get done. Maybe you had a beer. Then the 3 o'clock game rolls around and, wow, that's a pretty decent 3 o'clock game. And the next thing you know, it's, well, that's done. The 7 o'clock game's on. I can't do anything now, so I'm just going to keep watching.
It sucks you in.
And Monday morning, you're wondering, what did I do with my weekend? Well, I threw half of it away.
I watched football.
There was only a beer on the first game?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
The beers follow.
Or a Bloody Mary or whatever you're going to have, a Virgin Bloody Mary or... Whatever it is, it makes for a lazy day, and it's horrible. You just wasted something that could be fun, especially after they probably may not come out successful this year.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll tell you what, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about Christmas gifts, the drug bust in the Midwest, and with a couple other things we're going to talk about as well. And wake boats may end up in the conversation, Don.
Okay.
Controversy you throw in there as well. Hang tight, more Valley Outdoors coming right up.